It is so important that we observe the commandments of Elohim as he prescribes, not as we think or as others think, but as he prescribes, not as tradition teach, but as he prescribes. As I mentioned last Sabbath, as our brother, the host, Felix, announced, last Sabbath we started, because of the new year that we were anticipating, we decided that it would be best to go over the commandments. And we started by looking into, when does a day start and what implications that had on the Sabbath. The bulk of what we covered was when a day start. We went through Genesis chapter 1 and we saw that basically the day started when Elohim said, let there be light. He says, let there be light, and there was light, and he called the light yom, day. That's when that started, not in the beginning. The day has nothing to do with the darkness that was mentioned, where it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness, choshek, covered the earth. I will not go over everything we went through, but already I have teachings on that in audio form and written form on the website with all that information. So you can go through it yourself. It's very important that we don't follow after tradition, but after the truth. As we saw, as we mentioned, this is important to mention for context. We can't follow what's being said. You know, always Yeshua, our sovereign, said, you have heard, but it is written. You have heard, but it is written, or you have heard, but I say. You know, that's how he taught. It's either he said it was written or he said. So we must make sure we're following what's written, not what people are telling us, what tradition does. All we need to do is to evaluate the source of the tradition. Most people keep the Sabbath from evening to evening or night to night because that's what they have heard, and or that's what they understand the tradition of the Yehudim to be, the Jews to be. But evaluate the source of the tradition. For instance, we know the scriptures say the new year starts in Aviv, in spring. But those who have the tradition that the day start at evening, they begin the year in the fall, which was the practice of the Egyptians and some others. So they say there's no son of Elohim. There's no such thing as a divine son of Elohim. And so Messiah, Yeshua, whom we follow, can't be true because he claims to be the son of Elohim. There's no son of Elohim, they say. So why would we follow anyone who has that type of thinking? We must not follow any tradition because the traditions are false. A day starts with light. Let there be light. And he said the light was good, and he called the light yom. He called the light day. And then there was evening, then there was laila, then there was dawn, bocher. That's what the scriptures teach. And of course, I explained all of that last Sabbath, but so we can't go through all of it again for lack of time. But again, you could catch those on the website. It's in writing and it's in audio form also. So we will continue with specifically the Sabbath today. That last Sabbath, we touched on the origin of the Sabbath, which is in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. But the law of the Sabbath, the ruling of the Sabbath, the law of the Sabbath is found where? In the Ten Commandments? No, that's a reminder. That's why it says, remember to keep the Sabbath day. But the Sabbath day was officially given to them in Exodus chapter 16. That's when it was given to them through the instruction of the manna, hands-on instruction. Elohim tells us exactly how to keep the Sabbath. I'll read a little portion of it. So turn to Exodus chapter 16. We won't read the whole thing, but we will reread portions of it. We covered some of this last Sabbath. Turn to Exodus chapter 16. This is where Elohim tells us when to keep the Sabbath. When? This was their first official Sabbath since they came out of the land of Egypt. They did not know about the Sabbath or how to keep it. They didn't. This is when Elohim told them about it. If they knew about it, then they had forgotten of it or had stopped doing it since they were in Egypt. Remember, for about 400 years, they were in Egypt. So if they knew about the Sabbath before, by the time they came out of Egypt, they had forgotten it and gotten into idolatry, as we know. So here in Exodus chapter 16, the Eternal is telling Moses exactly how to teach them. And he did not teach them just in words, but he taught them by a hands-on activity. And that hands-on activity was the manna. As we know, they started to complain. They complained of thirst in chapter 15. Then in chapter 16, they complained of being hungry. Okay? So we read in that chapter 16, verse 22, especially verse 23 and verse 26. So as I said, this is hands-on instruction. Moses identified the Sabbath as starting the morrow or the next day or the mahar of the sixth day. It did not start at evening. It started on the mahar, the morrow, the next day. Mahar is the Hebrew for next day, early next day of the 6 days, the morrow after the 6 days. So he didn't say the evening. Morrow is another English word for morning. As I said, mahar is the Hebrew word for morrow, commonly next morning. So on the sixth day, the scripture says, they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers each. And when all the congregation came and told Moses, he said to them, remember, this is the sixth day in the morning, but he said, this is what the Eternal has commanded. Tomorrow is a solemn day of rest, a holy Sabbath to the Eternal. Bake what you will bake and boil what you will boil. And all that is left over, lay aside to be kept until the morning, until the boker, until the morning. So they laid it aside till the morning as Moses commanded them. And it did not smell, and there were no worms in it. And Moses said, eat it today, for today is a Sabbath to the Eternal. It says again, today you will not find it in the field. All right? So on the sixth day, Moses said, tomorrow is the Sabbath. He didn't mention the evening. When the seventh daylight started, he said, today is the Sabbath. He did not say the prior evening was the Sabbath. Now, although meat, that is the quail, you know, he gave them meat in the evening. He gave them the manna in the day and the quail, the meat. Quail are these little birds. He gave them meat in the evening. So although meat, that is the quail, was being provided for them every evening, not once did the Eternal give any instructions or restrictions concerning it, concerning the gathering of the quail, concerning the Sabbath. Every instruction was strictly about collecting of the manna from morning to noon for 6 days. But there was not one directive, not one mention was given of the evening or the quail concerning the Sabbath. Why was it so? Since the quail would require much more work and hours to prepare. Why? Well, in giving Israel that hands-on training on how to keep the Sabbath, Moses, as instructed by the Eternal, clearly told them it starts, clearly was showing them it starts in the morning after the sixth day, not once mentioning or implying the evening. The Eternal is not the author of confusion. If he wanted them to start the Sabbath at evening, he would have specified that the sixth evening was the Sabbath, that at evening of the sixth day was the Sabbath. But he didn't do that. He said on the morrow was the Sabbath. On the sixth day, through Moses, he said on the morrow was the Sabbath. And when the seventh day came, he did not say last night or the evening was evening. He said today is the Sabbath. Eat it today. Eat it today. That is the manna. Eat the manna today, for today is a Sabbath of the eternal. Again, he says, today you will not find it in the field. So it wasn't the evening of the sixth day, like last night was what, Friday night? For years, I thought, because through tradition, that's how I was told, that's how my Adventist friends do it, that's how some of my Messianic friends did it, but I never bothered to check the scriptures. When I checked the scriptures, it became crystal clear. So if the Eternal wanted people to keep the Sabbath at evening, he would have specified that the sixth evening was the Sabbath. Please notice and consider, really, please notice and consider that when the sixth day came, Moses never gave any instructions about the evening or once mentioned it. Why didn't he give instructions for the evening? Why didn't he say, okay, remember there's quail. Why didn't he say, okay, tonight, Friday night, you cannot gather quails? Why doesn't he say that? If the Sabbath starts at evening, because it's going to come at evening and it's going to take hours to prepare. Why doesn't he tell them that Friday night, you're not going, the sixth day, you're not going to get any quail? Moses never gave any instructions about the evening or once mentioned it. How could this be if the Sabbath started in the evening? This simply means that the evening had nothing to do with the Sabbath of the seventh day, of the seventh yom, or the seventh light. Remember what the Eternal says? He said, let there be light. Let there be or. And there was or. There was light. And he called what day? He says, and he called the light day. So the seventh Sabbath means is the Sabbath of the seventh light. That's really what it means. It has nothing to do with the darkness. He gave the meat, that is the quail and bread, manna, Sabbath training to Israel, and had Moses record it to make it clear to all who love him when the Sabbath day, when the Sabbath yom, the seventh light, starts and ends. Okay? This is might be a shocker, a surprise to some people. Don't let it be a stumbling block, but hold to the truth. Open your hearts to the truth. The Sabbath is not a 24-hour event. That might sound shocking or strange, but that is what the Bible teaches. It is a 12-hour rest, and that is solar hour, not time, from sunrise to sunset, from sunrise in the morning to sunset in the evening of the seventh day. It is a 12-hour, it is a 12 solar hour rest that starts with the sunrise of the seventh day and ends at the evening of the seventh day. Again, not 24 hours. It is of the light only and not of the dark. And so does not carry over to the night, over the night to the next dawn. It does not carry over the night to the next morning. And this fact agrees with the Genesis account that disassociates the Sabbath of the seventh day from the clause. What clause? The clause about, and there was evening and there was morning, related to all the other days. That was said in all the other days. If you take a quick look at Genesis, we went over this last Sabbath. I regret some of us couldn't be on last Sabbath. But if you go to Genesis chapter 1, you see something interesting. We need to pay close attention to the scripture and how Elohim writes it, what he says. It's very important on the how too. Look at day 1 through day 6. Day 1 says, verse 5, and there was evening and there was morning. That's for the first day. The second day, at the end of it says, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day. The third day, there was evening and the morning, the third day. The fourth day, when he made the lights, he says, and there was evening and the fourth day. The fifth day, there was evening and there was morning. The sixth day, there was evening and there was morning. The seventh day, no such thing. Read the Sabbath account, verse chapter 2 of Genesis. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, on the seventh yom, on the seventh light, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh yom from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh yom, the seventh day, the seventh light, and sanctified it, because that in it he rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. No mention of evening and darkness. More evening and dawn. No mention. That should have been, from Genesis we see this. And you will see in throughout the entire scriptures, you will never, ever find evening or night associated with the Sabbath at all. At all. Because it is a celebration of total rest. It is not a celebration really of victory. It has nothing to do with victory. It has to do of completeness, wholeness. Victory has to do with the first day up to the sixth day. Those days are assigned for the celebrations of things that have to do with work and effort and judgment, especially the tenth of the month. But when it comes to the seventh day Sabbath, it's of complete rest. It's of complete unity with Elohim. There is no darkness in him at all. And that's why the Sabbath day has nothing to do with the evening or night. Now, does the seventh day period cycle include an evening? Yes, it does. A seventh day includes daylight, afternoon, evening, night, and it ends at dawn, but not the Sabbath of the seventh day. The Sabbath is not the seventh day. The Sabbath is a celebration of what Elohim has done, and it happens on the seventh day. I want you to understand that. So yes, the seventh, like Saturday, if we want to say that, is a 24-hour period. But the Sabbath, the rest that he gives, is only for the daytime period. Let's see some examples of this. Some more examples. So remember Genesis chapter 1 and 2, how evening and morning were not associated with it. We'll come back to this point a little bit. Yes, let's look at this a little bit. In Old and New Testament accounts, the Sabbath does not start at evening. It shows us that. One of the biggest questions people have is, how about Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 19, where Jeremiah set guards? It says, as soon as it began to grow dark at the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I commanded that the doors should be shut and gave orders that they should not be open until after the Sabbath. And I stationed some of my servants at the gates that no load might be brought in on the Sabbath day. Okay, so some people, and I used to do that too, when I read this, I just immediately assume, okay, you know, it's circular reasoning. People told me that the Sabbath starts at evening. So when I read this, I impose my preconceived ideas or what I heard on the scripture, but not paying attention to what the scripture really says. What does this show us? Let's do a close reading. It says, Nehemiah's guarding of the Sabbath lends to a sunrise Sabbath schedule, not evening or dusk one. Why? Because of the word grow dark. That's one of the reasons. Besides, in the text itself, of course, the other parts of scripture makes that clear, but even in this, it clears it up. That part that says grow dark. That the Hebrew word, it's salal, which means the idea of hovering, to shade as twilight or an opaque object. Opaque or opaque. Opaque means you can't see through it. It's beginning to be dark. It's shadowing. So darkness of night. So what does it mean? It says as soon as it began to become dark. If the Sabbath starts at dark, why does it say before the Sabbath? It's telling you that when it's dark, it's not yet Sabbath. As soon as it began to be dark at the gates of Jerusalem before Sabbath. before Sabbath. So it's either the Sabbath starts when it's dark or it doesn't. But it doesn't, because it was dark. It was salal, as the Hebrew says, but it was not yet Sabbath. So if Sabbath started at evening, it should have already started since it was already becoming dark. Also, if Sabbath started at evening, think about it. Why would the faithful and zealous prophet Nehemiah, who was urgently striving to safeguard the Sabbath, if you remember, they just came out of the captivity and they made a vow and everything. Why would he wait so late till it's already dark towards nightfall to implement his solution, to set up guards, to close the gates? Why would he do that? It would make sense for him to have arranged this earlier. If the Sabbath was going to start at evening, why wait until evening has already come? It is because it would make sense for him to have arranged it early. As I said, according to the text, it was already growing dark. The evening was becoming nightfall and the Sabbath didn't yet start. So it is evident what Nehemiah was indeed being careful. He was setting up everything before dark so that when the Sabbath comes in the morning, everything would be ready. He's not going to wait till Sabbath is almost there to set things up. That wouldn't make sense. So we have to make sense of what the scripture says. Okay, so he did all of this before it got dark, because back then we didn't have street lights. We didn't have flashlights. When it got dark, it was dark. Okay, so you wouldn't be able to do this before morning, because Sabbath starts immediately after dawn and it's still dark at dawn. So he had to do this, and you didn't want to do it too early, because it was still the day of preparation. People were still running about, coming in and out of Jerusalem, of course. So he had to wait until everyone who was obedient would be in the city. Then he would close the gates, because the Sabbath would start after dawn. Okay, this might sound a little iffy, but as we see more scriptures, you will see that. Another example is found in the New Testament in Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. And it says, at the end of the Sabbath, at the dawn toward the first of the Sabbath, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the tomb. That's the common reading. At the end of the Sabbath, towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the tomb. So it shows you that the Sabbath had ended at evening. It didn't carry over the next day, because the dawn of the next day was what's called the first of the Sabbaths. Some believe this is saying Sabbaths, but really, all the evidence shows it means, just as properly translated in your plain English Bible, it is the first day of the week. Context throughout the scriptures, even in the Dead Sea Scrolls, which reference the first of the Sabbath, shows that the first of the Sabbaths occur on the first day of the week. So in our Bibles, it says the first day of the week. That's correct, because that's how the Dead Sea Scrolls refers to it also. So the point of this is, if the Sabbath started at evening, then the next phase would be Sabbath morning, not the end of the Sabbath. You understand? So if last night was the evening of the Sabbath, right? Everyone says Erev Shabbat is a Friday, or Eve of the Sabbath is the Sabbath, so to say. Then if we carry that over, we would have Sabbath morning, is true. But what it says here is the first day of the week is what it says. So it shows you the Sabbath ended at evening. We also see this in Mark chapter 15, verse 42. It says, and now evening having come. And what was evening considered? It was the preparation. That is the four Sabbath. So it's showing you the evening wasn't the Sabbath. We have to pay close attention to how the scriptures show these things. There's no evening in the Sabbath. Let's see what else I can see here. Another one is the Day of Atonement, where it says, and it shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict yourselves on the ninth day of the month, beginning at evening. From evening to evening shall you keep your Sabbath. Some, and I used to do that too, used to apply this to the seventh day Sabbath, but that's not correct. Let's read the context so we could see that. That's found in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 26 to 32. So these rules are rules for the Day of Atonement, not the seventh day Sabbath. And that's the point I'm going to make. And it says, and the eternal spoke to Moses saying, now on the 10th day of the 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be for you a time of holy convocation, and you shall afflict yourselves and present a food offering to the Eternal. And you shall not do any work on that very day, for it is a day of atonements, to make atonement for you before the Eternal, your Elohim. For whoever is not afflicted on that very day shall be cut off from his people. And whoever does any work on that day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You shall not do any work. It is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwelling places. It shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict yourselves. On the 9th day of the month, beginning at evening, from evening to evening, shall you keep your Sabbath. So what people do is say, oh, it says you shall keep your Sabbath from evening to evening. They're forgetting this is not about the 7th day Sabbath. This is about the Day of Atonement, which occurs on the 10th day. There's a reason that it's on the 10th day. It has to do with judgment, decision making. Has nothing to do with the 7th day. That's why it includes night and evening, because it has to do with judgment. And it points to also the sacrifice of our Savior. That's because he died for our sins. The sacrifice of the Day of Atonement is points particularly to the sacrifice of our Savior. Although he was crucified in the spring, but the Day of Atonement sacrifice is very attached to his sacrifice, because that's the sacrifice that atones for us, not the Passover sacrifice. Passover sacrifice is not for atonement. So evening to evening, it starts on the evening of the 9th. Okay, so if a day starts at evening, keep that in mind. If a day starts at evening, then that means, if that teaching would be correct, then that means the Day of Atonement would start at the evening of the night, which would be the beginning of the 9th day, right? At evening. So when morning comes, what day would it be? It would be the morning of the 9th day. That's the traditional approach to things. So it would be the beginning of the 9th day. What do we do with that? Because it says now on the 10th day of the 7th month. So now we would have to wait all throughout the day of the Day of Atonement. And it says you shall begin your fast. So we would be fasting for 24-hour period beginning on the eve of the 9th of the 7th month, which would be the beginning of the day, beginning of that day. Spend the whole day of the 9th month not eating. Spend the whole night of the 10th month and wait until the morning of the 10th day. Believe me, it makes no sense. It does not work. If a day starts at evening, that's what we would be doing. Because it says you will begin the Day of Atonement when? At the evening of the 9th day. We can't switch it back and forth. That's confusion. Elohim is not an author of confusion. So, in reading the above, people commonly yet erroneously conclude that the Day of Atonement begins at sunset and ends at the sunset of the same day. That's error. It's not the sunset of the same day. There are two different days involved here. There's the 9th day and there is the 10th day. And all the celebration is held on the 10th day, not the 9th. They also make the error of applying the schedule of the Day of Atonement to that of the 7-day Sabbath, which is what I just mentioned. They came to the wrong conclusions from failing to realize the following facts. Yes, so it starts on the eve of the 9th day and ends on the eve of the 10th day of the 7th month. If days begin at evening, as commonly believed, then this holy appointment would start at the beginning of the 9th day, as said, with sacrifice done during the light part of the 9th day, if they're going to follow through it, and end at the evening, which would also exclude the 10th day. It's either they do a 3-day event or exclude the 10th day, and so not meeting the requirements of the commandment. However, when we understand that a day starts with at the day, we understand that the 9th of the 7th month would start in the daytime. The holy day would start at the evening of the nighttime. So when evening comes, it'll be the nighttime of the ninth of the day, right, of that month. And when morning comes, after morning, what's going to begin? The next day, the 10th day would start. And then you would, all the solemnities, all the sacrifices and offering and service of the 10th day can be held just as commanded in the commandment. If a day starts at evening, this commandment cannot be held as commanded. You cannot keep the Day of Atonement as commanded. We also saw last Sabbath that there's something called a daily sacrifice, where you had to offer one sacrifice first in the morning and the second sacrifice at evening. Both sacrifices had to be offered in the same day. And we also saw that if a day start at evening, you can't keep that commandment. It doesn't work. It's impossible to do that. It's impossible to keep the Day of Atonement properly on schedule if you start your day at evening. It is impossible to start the daily, to keep the morning and evening sacrifice as commanded if you start your day in the evening. It is also impossible to keep Passover right if you start your day from evening to evening. The way that the commandments work is by keeping them from sunrise to sunset to dawn. That's the proper cycle. That's the natural cycle. And I stop here. There's a lot more, but I've gone over the time, and I'm going to stop for any questions or answers, or if not, we'll move on. Thank you. And there's more information on the website about this, but I don't want to take too much of your time with this.